Another day in this carnival of souls. Another night sends end as quickly as it goes. The memories are shadows, ink on the page, and I can't seem to find my way home. And it's almost like your heaven's trying everything. Your heaven's trying everything to keep me out. All the places I've been and things I've seen. A million stories that made up a million shattered dreams.
Welcome to this special situation report for March 8th, 2024. It's Lieutenant Colonel Marine. That's a little five-finger death punch far from home. I think it's appropriate for today, given the fact the State of the Union blew up my phone and email this morning. It was, I listened to parts of it. I didn't listen to all of it. I can only listen to so much of Poopy Pants and Word Soup before I turn it off. It was kind of like when Trump started, I could only listen to about 5 minutes of his speeches, which drove me crazy. The interesting part about it is that, first of all, complete lies. It's just noise and distraction. All the way from the protests to the full speech is just noise. There is no signal in any of it. It's distraction. I'm sure the protests were organized so that they could delay and cause some kind of a, you know, gap so that they could pump Poopy Pants full of amphetamines to get him on stage so it wouldn't be complete word soup. But it's just theater, all of it. There's not one piece of what happened last night that wasn't scripted theater, all of it. And then on top of that, you have the State of the Union response, which was absolutely well, it was literally a disgrace. I don't know who put that junior member of Congress up to the State of the Union response, but that was childish and stupid. And it was by design. Every bit of that was by design. The best response to the State of the Union was Doug McGregor this morning. That's presidential. That was a response. That was how a State of the Union should be delivered by a diplomat. And I got to tell you, Colonel McGregor has said a lot of things about Russia I didn't agree with. I don't necessarily support his point of view. But that was probably one of the best responses I have ever seen in my lifetime. And it should tell you something of just how far down the bowl the entire political establishment is swirling when they put a junior member of Congress to do the rebuttal, and the Speaker of the House is sitting right behind Biden with no facial expression, knowing that this guy is blatantly lying. And then the coup de grace of the entire night, they arrest a Gold Star father because they invite him into the chamber and they don't have the courtesy or the respect for the American people to call out his son's name. So he did what every Gold Star parent should do. 13 dead Marines because of you. And what happened? They arrested him. Unbelievable. But you shouldn't be surprised by the content of the speech. These people have declared war on the American people. And it started under Barack Obama. Make no mistake, last night was not a State of the Union speech. Last night was a declaration of war on the average American citizen in no other terms. So you can sit and make all the conjecture you want, but at the end of the day, that was a declaration of war. They declared open war against U.S. citizens. And Doug McGregor all but said it today. I listened to him. Wow. These people not only hate the American people, they are actively trying to destroy our entire way of life. And what kills me is nobody's up in arms about that. The people are so, you're hanging on every word. And the question is why? It's words. Their actions tell you everything you need to know. Literally everything you need to know. And almost in one moment, you can see in the middle of the speech where he all but wants to say, we hate the American people. I mean, do you have a bigger indication that this guy is a communist sympathizer? Or that Barack Obama is a communist sympathizer? Or John Brennan, or Eric Schmidt, or Sergey Brin, or any of the rest of the malcontents that are in that? I sure want to know who the author of the speech was, because that person needs to be arrested for sedition in its purest form. The gaslighting is one thing, but this should tell you that they think you're stupid. And that's the stuff you should be paying attention to. It's not the content. It's the fact they're talking down to you like they're completely and totally immune to any consequences from this. But what you're going to see over the next several weeks is they're going to ramp up the rhetoric. They've already started it. They started it today with the rhetoric around 17 countries have now warned of imminent Russian nuclear attack. Okay, that's false flag. And then there's the domestic terrorist and the disclosure around them building a database of people for the Information Bureau, which was rebranded under the CIA or under the FBI or under DHS or under another agency, probably, you know, Department of Energy. The whole point is all of these things that you thought went away were just rebranded and packaged somewhere else. All these people you thought were moved out of positions or fired are just being moved to the background, and they're putting a new face in front of it. The fact that they put a junior member of Congress to do the rebuttal, a rising star, it just tells you that they're all trying to distance themselves from the train wreck that is Washington, D.C. And it's not going to work. At the end of the day, what you're seeing is the demise of our country, the demise of our entire way of life in our republic. And it should galvanize you to be taking action locally. Because here's what's going to happen. First of all, we're not making it to the 24 election. We're on the event horizon right now. They're telling us right now the event's coming. and they're going to try and make it nuclear. And if it is nuclear, it's going to change the planet, because they're not going to be successful for two reasons. One, too many people see what they're doing. Two, and most importantly, nobody buys into their BS anymore. And three, and this is the piece that people should be keying in on, they telegraph all their movements. They couldn't start World War III, so they're going to do nuclear. They couldn't win in Ukraine, so now they're trying to blame Russia for some kind of an attack. It's classic narrative crafting, and they're trying to craft the narrative so that everybody buys into this big, you know, Russia's the bad guy. Notice how it was Iran first, and now it's Russia. And there's Iranian terror units and Iranian assassination squads that are getting ready to take out Donald Trump. Okay, translation. The CIA, Mossad, and MI6 are trying to take out Trump because he's an existential threat. And they are going to make an attempt on his life, probably within the next month and a half. Now that he's secured the nomination and there's no other candidates in the race, he is going to be a target for the elite. And Mitch McConnell coming out and endorsing him means nothing. Full stop, Mitch. The only thing he can endorse is what chair he's going to fall into when he goes full stop again. The whole game is rhetoric. The actions that you should be paying attention to right now, and this is a very interesting one. So Ronna McDaniel steps down the day after the State of the Union. There's no coincidence there. And who is she replaced by? Michael Whatley. He was a Bush family ball licker and an attorney, kind of like Bill Barr, that was put in place so he could continue the destruction of the Republican Party and they could retain control of the party apparatus and not actually do anything to promote the Republican Party. And then the token placement is Laura Trump as the deputy. What's the deputy do? It's like vice president. Zero. They swim through the shit to keep the gutters clean, but they don't really make any decisions. We'll see how this turns out, but I don't think we're too far into this for them to make any difference now. And Ronna McDaniel, Mitt Romney, the entire McCain family, the Bush family, the Clintons, the Obamas all need to go to prison for treason. All of them. And I think it's interesting that Big Mike has opted out of the presidency. It goes back to what we talked about on the roundtable. They can't sell any of their candidates. And this is more of the same. So the other signal that I think people need to latch into, which is interesting from last night, is they've changed the definition of domestic terrorist. And now they're adding hate speech. What they're really angling towards is they want to bring the same laws that they have in the UK. If you misgender somebody in the UK, you can be sent to prison or fined for misgendering somebody. I don't know if it's dawned on anybody here, but you can't legislate how you talk to one another. It doesn't work. It's never going to work. And it's not going to play here. But they're trying to bring the same laws of censorship, the same laws for the LGBT community, et cetera, et cetera. And all of it's designed so that, just like political correctness, the whole game here is you create speech that's off limits, and a preponderance of the population will stay away from it, and a very small minority will go head first into it. And that's how they started this, was with political correctness. It's politically incorrect to say somebody's retarded. They're mentally challenged. They soften the language, so you end up not talking about the problem. What's the intent here? The intent here is to soften the language around pedophilia, child molestation, and child trafficking. That's the intent. And for him to say those words at the State of the Union address, redefining what white supremacy is, what the existential threat is, and populism, it's all crafted narrative to make you believe that those are off-limit topics. As far as I'm concerned, anybody that says they are a minor attracted person, you're a fucking pedophile. And you should be in prison because you're a fucking pedophile. This is why you talk to the problem, because we've spent 20, 30 years, and it only takes one generation for them to indoctrinate, and you have your jackbooted thugs for the next two generations. That's the other intent of this. You craft the narrative, you push the narrative via influencing operation over several years, you indoctrinate one or two generations, and then you ratchet down slowly but surely over time. And that's what they've done with political correctness. Look at what they've done just with the Patriot Act since 2001 and how you travel on an airline. They have basically empowered non-technical, non-leadership-oriented, non-law enforcement people to determine who flies and who doesn't. A stewardess, a flight attendant, can put you on the no-fly list, and you don't fly at all. I don't know about some of you, but some of the flight attendants that I've been on the airplane with, I wanted to toss out a window. Entitled, snotty, completely devoid of any kind of charisma or characteristics that you would be, I don't know, in the service industry. And the airlines in general are a hot mess. But that is the direct second and first and second order effect of the Patriot Act. You empowered people that didn't have any right being in power of anything to turn whatever industry into a police state, which is exactly what they did during the mask mandates. The mask mandates were not a new form of control. It was another form of control that was layered onto the controls that they had already put in place. Now, I am completely on board with the pilot in charge being the one sole responsible for what happens on the airplane and making the decision who stays and who goes on the airplane. Because if somebody's belligerent on the airplane, the PIC should throw that person off and put them on the no-fly list. That is unequivocally the right decision. But for a flight attendant to decide who's on a flight is unruly and who's not unruly? No. Sorry, that's a bridge too far. But that's the game. That's what they're trying to put in place at every level in our society. The lowest common denominator, the middle managers making the decision about what's accepted and what's not accepted. And if you look at any of the Karens that have come out of just the mask mandates and all the abject morons that are running around this planet with a fucking mask on outside, and you could see graphically who bought into the narrative and who didn't. And look, I don't care who wears a mask outside. I don't care if it's a family member, a friend, a coworker. You're a fucking moron. That mask does you no good, and that mask does nobody else any good. And you are completely a lemming for wearing a mask outside in the first place. But that's the world we live in. And that's the downstream effect of them putting in place the Patriot Act and then building those narratives and adding span of control to every one of those industries. You get people like that as a result. Everybody wonders where the brown shirts came from in the Nazi regime. They wonder where the Gestapo came from and where the SS came from. Those are the believers. Those are the people that are ardent believers in the system that they're defending. And that's exactly what last night's speech was designed to create, believers. DEI and the entire social scoring system is based on hatred and sowing the seeds of hatred across all those different demographics in society. And last night was absolutely no different than last year's or the year before. Every single time they come out, it's a new form of either communism or fascism that's rebranded as safety and democracy. I don't know if you figured it out, but the last 3 years, everything they say is, this is for public safety. This is for our democracy. Okay, we're a constitutional republic. You'd be surprised how many people don't understand that. You'd also be surprised how many people do not understand what a democracy is. And most importantly, the whole point of them saying that is to soften the language and make you think that they're trying to promote something that's good for all of society when it's not. Again, messaging. If you discard all of that, and you focus on your local area and you focus on your family and you don't watch the mainstream news and you don't pay attention to mainstream movies or Netflix or Amazon Prime, it's amazing what happens to your outlook. It's amazing what happens to your stress level. And it's amazing what happens to your ability to interact with other people. I don't know if you've watched the news lately, but I will guarantee you, here's the litmus test. Go and watch just regular mainstream local news. And at the end of that show, watch all of it. If you're not agitated by the end of the newscast, they are not doing their job. The whole point of the newscast, the whole point of news in general, is to instill fear and agitation across society. That is the sole purpose for them to do any of their messaging. Because if they keep you at a heightened state of awareness, they keep you agitated, they keep you emotionally hyped up, then they can manipulate you. I've been saying this forever and ever and ever and ever, but it bears repeating. Last night was a perfect example of that. They wanted to drive an emotional response. And look, this is only going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. So this morning, Vince Lance posted something on Twitter where he was talking about none of the foreign nations that we trade with are buying U.S. bonds anymore. So they're going to transfer the purchase of bonds and push it down to banks, which banks are going to push to us to pay for the sovereign debt. That's the hallmark of an economic collapse. And if you go back to the Roman Empire, everything you're seeing right now is a parallel to what we saw when the Roman Empire collapsed. The same malfeasance, the same corruption, the same sexual proclivities, the same groupthink. Literally all of it happened to the Roman Senate. And what happened at the end? The legions marched on Rome. And those foreigners that they put in the legions basically hung them. And there's so many parallels to our modern day society and what happened to the Roman Empire. It's not even funny. This is not a new phenomenon to watch this happen. But I hate to say it. This is a necessary evil for everyone to see this, everyone to go through this, and for this country to hit that culmination point. You know, they say when I was doing counseling after my tours, one of the things that was funny is that I had a guy in my group, and he said, you know, I did counseling for 15 years for addiction, and I didn't hit rock bottom. Because my wife stayed with me through all of it. And when she finally left is when I hit rock bottom. And this country has to hit rock bottom before it can build out of the ashes. And I've heard over the last 24 hours, people say, I don't think there's anybody good left in government. I don't think there's anybody real left in society that's willing to do the work. I don't think anybody can step up. That's nonsense. There's millions of Americans that will come out of retirement, that will leave their civilian jobs, will take a pay cut to rebuild this country. I'm one of them. If I'm asked to go serve in government and take a post, I'll go do that, especially when it means we're rebuilding. But to get there, we're going to have to come together as a country. We're going to have to pick up arms. We're going to have to expel all of these invaders and all these criminals that have been dumped into our country. All while we're trying to mount a defense, protect our kids, feed everybody in the community, and oh, by the way, round up all the treasonous, you know, shitbags in every city, every state, and every community, because they're everywhere. It's not just DC. And people keep it. I probably got 15 messages today. We should march on DC. No. You do exactly what they did in Bakhmut. You starve them out. You surround the city. You cut them off. Full stop. Starve them out. And yeah, some of them can go underground into bunkers and stay there for you know, years and years and years. But guess what? They got air shafts. Air shafts can be blown up. You can drive them out. There's more than one way to skin that cat. The point is, if last night told you anything, it should be that unity is the hill we die on. Every time they have those speeches, every time they push that rhetoric, the community turns on itself. And I don't care if you're, and it doesn't matter what race, color, creed, it doesn't matter what sexual orientation you are. This is the elite versus everyone else. This is not a set of communities or a set of races against another set of races. That's not even real. That's a construct of what they want you to believe in. And what you should believe in is the fact that when you get away from all the politics, we're just people. Most people want the same thing. They want family, they want friends, and they want to be left alone. That's pretty much what it is. And I saw that in three different countries. Everybody wants the same thing. And look, I've heard a lot of conversation about the trans community. I have a good friend that's trans, and that person doesn't believe in any of the nonsense or the politics. In fact, they openly say the politics are ruining that community, and that probably 90% of the people that are going through transition probably don't want to go through transition. They're being either peer pressured into it, they're being pushed into it, or they're being brainwashed into it. And this is a person that spent 15 years saying and feeling like they were the wrong gender. This is not somebody that took a bunch of drugs and said, I'm the wrong gender. And this was 10 years before it was a thing. So not every community, not every, you know, every facet or political side of our population is culpable in all of this. It's a very small minority, and they want you to believe this is a massive movement, and so many people believe in it. It's all nonsense. Look at the virtue signaling morons on the left that all got their tattoos when they got their vaccines. There's always going to be that crowd. There's always going to be the crowd that whistles while they march into the gas chamber. But the point is, when you cut out all the politics, all the race baiting, all the religious nonsense, and you get just down to straight, we're people. We're American citizens. Almost everybody wants the same thing. It's the politics and the nonsense and the constructs that divide us. When you let go of all of that and you start looking at people as people and stop looking through them and past them and over them, I guarantee you, you'll celebrate the differences. And when you do, it's going to be a completely different world. I know, because when I got to the desert, I had this preconceived notion of how things were going to be. And then when I realized how things really were, I started to look at the situation differently. And then I started to look at the people differently. And just like here, there was thousands of Iraqis that wanted their country to be free and to be under some kind of a republic or some kind of a democratic rule. And that's exactly what you see here. The problem is it's mired in all of this rhetoric and noise, and a lot of it's AI generated. That's what last night was. It was just noise. So don't get wrapped up in that. That's just, it's what they want. They want you to be wrapped up in the minutia. They want you to be wrapped up in the things that don't matter. What matters is the people around you. What matters is putting food on the table and being prepared. None of that's going to change. Doesn't matter what comes out of their mouth. And you're going to see more of it as we get farther and farther and farther into this. They're going to get crazier, and there's going to be more gaslighting. You have two choices in this. And again, this is something that I learned in years of counseling that's very true. You choose how you respond to things. And right now, people respond to the noise. They respond to the rhetoric. They're hanging on every, like, why do people hang on every word that Trump says? I've been watching this guy for 4 years, and I'm telling you, 90% of the things that guy posts and the shit that comes out of his mouth is it's trolling. He's trolling the other side to generate emotional response. This guy spent how many years in entertainment? And you don't think he knows how to fuck with the other side? Like, he posted this thing about the vaccines. It was a quote from the State of the Union address. And basically him saying, thanks, I did it in 9 months and it would have taken 12 years. Okay, that's trolling the left to say you can't do anything. That's not him saying I endorse it. He's saying I did it in 9 months. And oh, by the way, I disrupted all your plans doing that. At least that's how I read it. It's a troll. And people lost their fucking minds over that. Why? Why do you give two shits about what Trump says? It's just words. Watch what the guy's doing. See what the guy does when he's around people. I mean, Trump's a lot of things. But he is, when he's in person, he's a different guy than when he's given a speech. He's gracious. He's respectful. He generally cares about people. And anybody that knows him says the exact same thing. But yet, he makes one post and people lose their mind. I'm not going to support him anymore. He said something about the vaccines. If you take a step back from what he's saying and realize he's just trolling, then you won't be bothered by what he has to say. I don't give two shits what Trump says. First of all, I don't understand why somebody would sign up for a 4-year minimum security prison sentence, surrounded by vipers, restricted to one building, without this massive detail of police around him. Why would you sign up for that? And oh, by the way, you don't make any decisions. You sign executive orders, and then you spend the rest of your time bartering with a bunch of morons. That to me sounds the most frustrating thing on the planet. And then, oh, by the way, you have to deal with the military dysfunction. Yeah, you're the commander in chief, but you have to wade through the 45 or 46 general officers to get to the decision point and then filter through all the bullshit they put in front of you to figure out what the truth is. Why would anybody sign up for that? Somebody sent me, by the way, thanks for that. Somebody sent me an email, said, sir, you should be a president. You should be the president. I'm like, nope, there's no fucking way I want to be the president. First of all, I'm not a politician. Second of all, if I want to be anybody in history, I'd rather be George Patton, because at least he knew what his limitations were. I don't want to sign up for a 4-year minimum security prison. Sorry, not something I want to do. SecDef? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd bust heads. It would be very, very gratifying to go back to the Pentagon and make some real changes. And not with post-it notes, with a baseball bat. What you're seeing is all a construct. There's no part of this that's ever going to turn into reality except for the destruction of the currency, the destruction of our way of life, more laws that infringe on your privacy and your rights. And most importantly, you're going to see a massive uptick in overreach by the federal government. I don't know if you figured this out, but they put laws on the books. They don't take them off. And they haven't taken the Patriot Act off the books yet. They haven't defunded the FBI or the CIA. And both of them need to be defunded and disbanded along with the IRS. And none of that's being talked about right now. It's all subterfuge. If the people in Congress were really serious about doing anything, they would defund literally every organization, including the FDA right now, and drive the FDA into a black hole somewhere. Look at how many vaccines they want to give to kids. I don't know why you would actually submit to that, number one. And number two, I don't even know why you'd put your kid in public school if the bar is that your kid has to basically get a shot every single year or two or three. When I grew up, I had three shots as a kid. The polio shot, measles, mumps, rubella, and this MMR, and then there was another one. And that was it. Until I was like 15, 16. And now it's as soon as they're born. And let me be perfectly transparent. My oldest suffered a vaccine injury years ago that completely disrupted her system to the point where she has allergies. She has food allergies up the yin yang, and she has issues with her intestines, all from the same shot. And she was 2 when she got the shot. So I'm not just a vax denier. I'm anti-vax in total, because until somebody is held accountable for all the injuries that they've caused over the last 30 years, I don't give a shit what they think is mandatory or not. It's all a grift now. So the FDA needs to be defunded and disbanded, along with several other federal agencies that have just become bloat. But the game plan is very simple. First of all, they want to overload the federal government and the military with foreigners. Second of all, they want to slowly drive all the business out of this country so that everything's offshore and you're unemployed. And then they drive you to universal basic income, and they increase the size of the federal government. They're basically using the economy to turn the government into a communist government and bloat the size of the size of the government and staff it with communists and people not loyal to the Constitution and take away anybody's ability to fight economically. That's why all the executive orders were signed in 2021, to take away your sovereignty, to take away your rights, to take away your ability to earn a living. And then all the DEI and ESG rule sets were designed so if you didn't play by the rules, you couldn't continue working until they were ready to consolidate power. That's why I keep saying, you have to be ungovernable. You have to choose a line in the sand that they take, the one thing they take away from you, that you're willing to pick up arms. Because nobody thinks about it. They just think, well, if this happens, I'm going to do something. There may not be a catalyst event. It may be a law they pass that's a bridge too far for everybody. But most people are reactive. They're not proactive. And I've been trying to get this entire audience to be proactive and start looking at, what's my environment? Who do I have around me? Who do I know is loyal to the Constitution? Who do I know I need to stay away from? Who do I know I need to filter information to? What pieces of equipment do I need to have on hand? What's a safe place to go if the IRS raids my house and takes everything? Nobody thinks through that stuff. I mean, look, you get raided today, a lot of people are going to be screwed. That's why they hired all the IRS agents, was to go after the little guy. They're not going after the big guys. They're going after small business. They're going after individuals. And I know I owe the IRS a pile of money right now. And then they run you out of work. You owe the IRS a pile of money. They put you in foreclosure and they garnish whatever you have left. Starting to see the bigger picture? They're hitting you from every avenue of approach. And it's a prolonging action right now, which is why we've been talking about for months and months and months, be prepared. Have contingency plans. Have a bug out plan. Plan to bug in. But if you have to bug out, have a plan. We're not saying plan to bug out. We're saying have a plan to bug out if you have to. Have a plan to shift and move and store things in a different place. Have a plan to move your family somewhere that you know is safe, outside the conflict zone. And we've been saying these things for a very specific reason. Never mind the shills, because that's just part of this game. So there's so much information coming at you right now. It's easy to be confused, which is why I'm saying just ignore the rhetoric coming out of D.C. and coming out of your local state. Jeez, I can't even listen to these Arizona politicians. They're all fucking retarded. Wendy Rogers is a shameless opportunist running around the country talking about how she's going to do something about election reform. Okay, 3 years of that, you've done nothing. Don't talk to me about what you're doing. Go fucking do it. Do your fucking job. Stop running your mouth and pass some legislation that actually impacts election, and then I'll buy your story. Until then, you can fuck off. And I'm specifically talking to you, Wendy. Fucking gutless coward. Your oath doesn't expire. Get the memo. This is exactly why you just disregard it, because it just amps you up. And some of that was for effect, by the way, just so you know. But the point is, the more you cut the emotion out of what's going on around you, the more you disengage from the things that don't matter and the noise around you, the better off you and your family are going to be, and the better able you're going to be able to accept the situation when the unexpected happens and you're forced to make decisions. That's the point of the exercise. And Pro Sir, I got to tell you, that's funny. Not going to lie. That's funny. I'm going to burn the place to the ground. Is that one of those, if I shoot myself in the head, they can't hurt me? The whole idea of the bug out plan is that you don't have time to burn your house to the ground if they're coming through the door. You just have time to get you and your family out. You've already pre-staged the things you need for a couple of days to get to your safe place. That's the whole point of the exercise. That's funny. Sometimes you guys in the audience crack me up because this is the stuff you guys put in the chat stops me dead in my tracks. Anyway, the point is, if you hear me say anything tonight, hear this. Cut the emotion out of everything you do. Number two, focus on the things that matter. Your family, your friends, your sphere of influence, your line of sight. That's what matters right now. And then number three, and this is the most important, use your stuff. Be ready to go. Have plans. Don't plan on doing. Have plans to do. It's much different. And then backward plan from where you're going to where you are, and look at all the obstacles, channelization, and danger points along that way. And you'll be a hell of a lot better when it comes to that. And should that happen, you'll at least have a plan. Right now, more than any other time in our history, is the time for the calmest heads in the room to prevail. And the biggest tool we have in our toolkit is empathy for other people. It bears repeating, because everywhere I go now, more and more people are waking up. And everywhere I go, I have a conversation with somebody that was either far left or middle of the road, and now they're coming back to the right because they don't like what they're seeing and they don't like the malfeasance. But here's the poison pill. We collectively as a society allowed this to happen through apathy, through laziness, and through procrastination. Now we have to change it. And we're going to have to do that while we're mounting a defense. So now's the time to be as ready as you possibly can and disconnect from the measures of and mechanisms of control that they have put in place for generations. And start thinking through alternatives and thinking outside the box. Okay, last bit is some administrative things. So one of the things that one of my admins and, there's the shill. Minya, yeah. Let me take care of that. There we go. I love the shills. They show up and push bullshit content every single show now. That's when you know you're over target, when the shills show up. So administratively, so a couple of things. One of my, Colonel Johnson actually, pitched an idea that we create a channel so that individual members of the roundtable can push content to a specific channel that's related to the roundtable. And I agree with that. So one of the things I'm exploring right now is I have another channel. It's called The Way Forward. I haven't done anything with it. I was going to do gun stuff with it, and I was going to do preparedness stuff with it. Problem is, we have to dedicate time, people, and resources to do it. But that said, I pitched the idea this morning to a couple of the roundtable members to see if they'd be interested in doing something. So are they doing individual shows? Because I know some of you want Colonel Conrad to do some individual shows. Some of you want Matt Bracken to do individual shows. Some of you want Colonel Johnson to do individual shows. So we're exploring that idea right now. And by the way, the shirts are actually here. I'm shipping them out to some of the guests, and or to the guests, most of the guests I've had, and to my admins. mainly as a thank you. I'll post some pictures in the Telegram channel once we get the once everybody's got a shirt. I'll have everybody send me a picture so you can see them. They actually came out nice. So I appreciate all the feedback on that. Anyway, the point is that trying to expand the platform so that all these deep thinkers can have their own platform. Look, I've said this before and it bears repeating. I'm not doing this for notoriety and I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this to get my country back. And when I actually accomplish that mission, I'm going to go live a quiet life. And I'm not going to look back at this and say, I wish I would have done one thing or another. I'm going to share the wealth. And we may monetize and get some sponsors for the way forward just to pay the freight. So stay tuned. But I pitched the idea. I would love to see Matt Bracken and Terrence Pop and those guys, you know, do their own shows and link it all to the channel. Terrence has got his own show, and so does Matt Everett, NC Scout. Sorry, he's got his own show, Radio Contra. I'd love to see all that linked together in a big coalition, or at least some kind of a big organization that's dominated by veterans and veteran run. So stay tuned. So last thing is that somebody asked me about Glock videos a while ago. I have not forgotten. I'm just busy with my day job, so I am decisively engaged, but I'll get to it. Anyway, stay out of the fear porn. Stay in calm, cool, collect, stay level-headed, stay on target. And most importantly, lose the fucking fear. My God, people are scared. What are you scared of? We're all going to die. You want them to choose how you go, or do you want to choose how you go yourself? It's up to you. I know how I'm going to go, but I'm not worried about the rest of it. I'm worried about leaving something for my kids that was better than what I got when I got here. All of us can do that. So be the leader in your community. Lose the fear and just start making good decisions. And the rest will happen. And give it up to God. I don't mean give it up to God and say, God, just handle it. There's things you can't control. Give that up to God. Control the things you can control. Do the things you need to do for your family and your friends. And leave the rest to God. The right things will happen. That's all you can do. Anyway, I wanted to do this today to dispel some of the things that were being pushed around the net before it got into social spaces and couldn't be undone. Anyway, at the end of the day, turn it all off. Really, turn it all off. I'll be back Monday, folks. God bless. One team, one fight.